Hey guys, Scott Harris. You know, one of the questions I most get asked as I travel the world teaching on stage, last week I was teaching to 3,000 people in Arizona, next week I'll be teaching in Melbourne to about 2,000 people. One of the questions I most get asked is, you know, what's the one thing, Scott, that turned your life around? What's the one thing that started you on this journey to wealth creation? And we've addressed this before a couple of times, but I wanted to share with you again. I really firmly, truly believe that you have to make a decision to fall in love with who you need to be to create wealth. You know, as we look on Facebook right here on this page, probably, if you look online, if you look at TV advertising, you look in magazines, if you're still reading magazines, I don't know why, it's not 1987, but the reality is that people are so lusting after more money, thinking more money will give them happiness and freedom. And so there are so many ways that are being taught now how to make $100,000 in 6 minutes, how to make $1 million in 2 days. And the reality is twofold. Number one, firstly, having more money is not necessarily going to make you happy. And that's a conversation for another day. But number two, learning how to make more money is not dependent upon getting some special secret strategy, some special secret source that nobody knows about. You know, every book in my library of over 500 books, every book in your library at home, every book you've ever read that talks about wealth creation says that it is an 80 or 90% psychology game, which means that I'm responsible for it. It's on me and it's in my head. So if you're someone who's looking for more wealth, if you want more income, which is good because you get to have nice houses and cars and boats and kind of cool stuff, if you want more wealth, which is equally good because you get to sleep at night knowing you're safe in these uncertain times, if you want more choices about whether you're going to travel at the left hand in front end of the bus or the back end of the bus or the top of the plane or the bottom of the plane, if you want to have more opportunities to give and serve, I'm telling you, you need more money, and that's why we do the programs we do. But to create that, you first have to make a decision that says, yes, I am committed to becoming whom I need to become to create wealth, which means I'm going to have to look at my stories around money, look at my wounds around money, look at the lessons that I got taught by my parents, either directly or indirectly. Look at the things that I've decided that are real or not real around this thing called money and income and charging and invoicing and bills and savings and deposits. And you really have to own all of those things about yourself. You know, as I coach people one-on-one, and I do that for some very high-end corporate clients, as I coach people, my own coaching team, we've got coaches all around the world that are doing our great work. And as I coach thousands of people at one time, it's only the people that really decide to own themselves and their own journey into wealth that really create the success long-term that they desire and deserve to have. So my coaching, my question for you today would really be, number one, do you really have clarity on what your current or what your past story around money has been? Number two, are you continually updating that story and getting it to be fresher and newer and more appropriate for today's markets, today's needs, for today's goals? And number three, do you have somebody coaching you or mentoring you or a peer that's shoulder to shoulder with you that's helping you implement that new story in actions? You know, there's the physical actions of making money. It's business, it's multi-level marketing, it's real estate, it's property, it's trading, it's hedge funds. There's so many different ways to make money. But have you worked on your old story? Have you got a current and new story? And are you implementing it? And do you really own that part of your journey? So that's my coaching, that's my thoughts for today for you about taking responsibility. That for me is the one thing that changed my story around wealth, that changed my experience of wealth and changed the actual amount of wealth that we get to have. So with that, any questions or comments or thoughts, we'd love to hear them. Always happy to share any of your ideas or any of your feedback in any way, shape or form. You know how to do that. There's lots of ways to do that. Till then, live very deliberately because the days are going by very quickly. I look forward to speaking to you. Bye for now.